FBWMR episode something. I'm doing this solo. It's me, Geek Furious, aka Magnus, aka Razorback, aka guy on the mic by himself, because no one wants to do this podcast with me anymore. I'm going solo, baby, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do to stop me. I'm just gonna talk all by my lonesome in this voice. Why? Do I have a cold? Absolutely not. Everything's fine. I've just chosen this voice for no reason whatsoever. In fact, when I started this podcast, I didn't even know this voice was gonna happen, but it did. So there you go. Enjoy it. I have many things to talk about today. Many, many things. I'm not going to talk about any of them because you wouldn't care. So, instead, I'm going to talk about something that's very dear and close to my heart. Me. Actually, I'm not going to do that. That was a really good idea, though. I mean, this is like the way a podcast starts, and it's like really, really cool and important. And everyone listens to it, and they're all like, oh my God, Magnus, can you believe what he said? I'm just like, oh my God. It was so profound. And I can't believe he opened up like that, and he talked about his life in this way that we've never heard before. And it so humanized him, and made us care. And it really, you know, and this was the moment that propelled his podcast and his blog and everything else about him. Because he just opened up and he started talking about real stuff, you know, real stuff, real painful stuff that it really affects people and gets you on Oprah and things like that. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because I know that's what you want me to do. And I've always been about doing what you don't want me to do. I like when you don't like what I do. I like when you wish that I would just stop. The best part of my day is when I realize that you unfollowed me on Twitter. And then I block you. And then, yeah, sure, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe that's a bad thing to do. Maybe that's something a crazy person does. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't think I'm crazy. But then that's what a crazy person would think. It's also what a sane person would think. So who knows? So I think I should end it here. It was a great podcast. And I'm pretty sure that millions of you will listen. I could have actually talked about the fact that I was listening to Dan Harmon and Aaron McGathy's little spiel, little podcast thing. You might want to check it out. This feels terrible. I forget which episode it is, like in the 30s or something. But it was really interesting. I've listened to it before, but to hear two people in love talk about their problems. And I say that because right before I listened to that, I watched Before Midnight, which is the third movie in the Before trilogy, is what some people call it. Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight. And it was amazing and everything. And then I listened to Erin McGathy talk about her relationship issues and non-issues, I guess, with Dan Harmon. And then if you really want to dig into that, you can go listen to one of the episodes they're talking about where their relationship became very open and personal in Pittsburgh. So that's something, actually. If I'm going to talk about anything, I want you to go listen to that. And then watch Before Midnight, and hopefully, and I don't like using the word hopefully, my podcast buddy, Vladdy Gigi, and I can actually talk about the Before trilogy in a podcast soon. We keep talking about wanting to do podcasts again. Until then, I guess it's just going to be me and... What is that guy's name? Oh, God, Nacho Libre. I knew. Nacho, I knew it was you. Yeah, we'll probably be doing more podcasts, Nacho and I. And Jess is done, apparently, so there won't be any more podcasts with Jess. So anyway, that's it. More Nacho ones coming. Hopefully, again, I just used the word hopefully again. And I hate the word hopefully. With Vladdy Gigi, and then until then, just listen to Erin McGathy because she's awesome, and a fake redhead apparently. That That was actually that. Listen to that again. That was the most disturbing thing. Fake redhead. Thought you was real. Thought you was real, and now there's nothing real. Nothing's real in the universe. And you know, I've been reading way too much about quantum mechanics, and I realize all this is but a dream. Too flattering, sweet to be substantial. I know that's Shakespeare, but this is none of this is real. So let's just end it all. 6 minutes in, that's it. All right, I'm done. I don't, why did you even listen this long? If you did listen, your name is Jimmy.